My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades, now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Ever live next door to that neighbor? The one where you consider, maybe I need those industrial strength earplugs.
Oh, everyone's got a story about that one neighbor, right?
Totally. Well, today we're going deep on one of those stories. It's a doozy. Noise complaints. Seriously strange tactics. This whole thing could have been on the Andy Griffith Show, but like a weird episode.
Okay, color me intrigued. Those simple neighbor things can go sideways so fast.
You're telling me. So this all comes from a letter. Someone wrote into a podcast, except get this, the podcast doesn't even exist.
No kidding.
For real. It's called Nightmare Neighbors, which is kind of perfect. Anyway, our letter writer, let's just call him the listener, he goes into this whole saga with the folks next door. And it starts, you know, picture perfect suburbia, right? Quiet street, lovely little multi-poo named Bella.
Sounds peaceful so far. I'm already suspicious.
Yeah, exactly. Because here comes Coco, Chihuahua mixed puppy, way more zoomies than Bella ever had. That's where things take a turn.
Ah, the classic puppy disruption. Even the best behaved dog's routine goes out the window.
And it's not like the listener's clueless to this, right? He even says in the letter, little Coco, few accidents at night, those late night potty breaks. He and his wife, Laura, they'd be as quiet as possible, but Bella would catch on, start barking.
Makes sense. And when you're trying to sleep, that's the last thing you want to hear.
Right. It's like 2 a.m., your neighbor's dog is suddenly giving a concert. Not ideal.
Not at all. Our brains, they just latch onto those sleep disruptions. Next thing you know, your mood's off, you're stressed, everything seems worse.
And that's exactly what starts happening, right? Those late night potty trips, Bella's barking, it becomes the thing. The listener and Laura, they're getting complaints.
It's amazing how a barking dog can become this symbol, you know? Like, it's not even about the noise, it's about feeling disrespected or like your peace is gone.
Totally. And here starts to get serious. The listener talks about how stressful it all was, the complaints, worrying about being that neighbor. It gets in your head, sleep suffers, their relationships feeling the strain. They're trying to be good pet owners, but it's like, nothing's good enough.
That feeling sucks, right? When you're trying your best, but it's like you're stuck. Nothing helps.
And every time they try to smooth things over, makes it worse. Like, ever try having a simple conversation, but it's like you two are speaking different languages?
All the time. Miscommunication, especially with emotions already high, just adds fuel to the fire.
And that's when things get, well, I don't know about better. It gets kind of ridiculous.
Oh, really? How so?
Okay, so the listener, he's trying to be, you know, rise above it all, right? Mm-hmm. Starts leaving these super cheerful notes for the neighbors.
Like, have a blessed day with a smiley face.
Pretty much. Even mentions Laura baking cookies. And okay, I get it. Sometimes baking's its own stress relief, but
yeah, not exactly solving the core issue there.
Not even a little. And of course, it's all downhill from there. Angrier notes than it's like subtweeting, but for neighbors, you know.
Oh, using the neighborhood Facebook group for passive aggression. Classic.
The worst. So picture this. Listener and Laura, they're at their wits' end.
Yeah.
Decide to get away, change the scenery. Maybe things will cool off while they're gone.
Hey, nah, how'd that go?
Oh, they come home. It's like walking into the climax of a soap opera. But the soundtrack is pure Mayberry RFD.
Hold on. What now? I'm serious. Every time the neighbors do something annoying, like excessive whistling, those little digs you can't call him out on, the listener blasts this happy-go-lucky theme song, full volume.
He's messing with him.
Oh, 100%. But here's the thing, and this is where it gets wild. It kind of worked.
Wait, what? How?
It broke the cycle. All that anger back and forth, suddenly you've got this goofy theme song. It's like absurdity overload. Nobody knows what to do.
Huh. So sometimes you can fight fire with, well, I guess a really chipper soundtrack in this case.
Right. Makes you wonder what was going on with those neighbors, though, to provoke this.
Some people you just can't figure out. But speaking of figuring things out, you mentioned earlier that things took a turn.
His whole thing is nuts, right? But remember how I said our nightmare neighbor? Turns out he's an ordained minister. Oh, that's right. I'd almost forgotten about that little detail.
It's like, come on, you're a minister. Shouldn't you be all about peace and understanding? Not leading the charge in some crazy neighbor feud?
You'd think, but hey, we're all human, right? Just because someone has a certain role doesn't mean they always live up to it. People are complicated.
No kidding. And it's like, maybe the pressure of it all, you know, being a minister, all those expectations, maybe that's part of what made him go so over the top.
Totally. It's easy to forget everyone's got their own stuff going on behind the scenes. What looks like an overreaction, maybe it's just the tip of the iceberg.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So you've got this tense situation, nobody's sleeping, everyone's interpreting everything the wrong way. And then, yeah, it gets even worse. Remember I mentioned sabotage.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It went beyond just words and loud music, didn't it?
Big time. Missing tools, messed up mail, even some damage to their property.
See, that's when it crosses a line. It's not just annoying anymore. It's scary.
You said it. The listener and Laura, they're documenting everything, getting ready to call the lawyers. They're at their wit's end.
Mm-hmm.
But right before things go full-blown legal battle, somebody steps in. And this is where it gets kind of heartwarming, actually.
Don't tell me it's Mrs. Eleanor.
It's always a Mrs. Eleanor.
All right.
Every neighborhood needs one of those. Just a kind, sensible presence.
So what'd she do? Played mediator.
Exactly. She saw how bad it was for everyone. And she's like, nope, we're going to try this one more time before lawyers get involved. Convinces them to try mediation.
Smart move. Sometimes you need a neutral party just to get everyone talking in a different way.
And that's what happens. The listener, he says, in that mediation session, things finally clicked. Him and Laura, they get to say how awful it's been, the lack of sleep, the stress on their relationship, everything.
And what about the neighbors? What was their side of it?
Get this, the minister, who's been nothing but prickly this whole time. He breaks down, admits he's been overwhelmed, stressed out of his mind, basically that he was in the wrong.
Wow. Sometimes all it takes is for someone to let their guard down, you know, to be vulnerable like that, opens the door for everyone else to do the same.
And that's what happened. Not all sunshine and roses instantly, of course. Took time, effort, everybody had to work at it. But the whistling stopped. Coco got a bit better about those late night potty breaks. Things settled down.
Proof that even when things seem impossible, there's always hope, right? Communication is key.
Seriously. And the best part, the listener, years later, when he wrote this letter, he's laughing about it. Him and Laura, they can look back on this whole crazy thing as like a story they survived. A reminder that even the worst situations, you can get through them.
Love that. Turns into a bonding experience almost. And hey, maybe they even got a good story out of it to tell at parties.
Right. So anybody listening who's dealing with their own neighbor drama, remember this. Even when it feels like you're speaking different languages, there's always hope. A little understanding goes a long way. And hey, sometimes a little Mayberry RFD doesn't hurt either.
That's the takeaway I'm going with. When in doubt, blast the wholesome theme song.
Works every time. Well, almost every time. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive, everybody. We'll catch you next time with another wild story.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.